coming to you from the Chapman House.
Yes.
We are on the road, Pam.
We are.
It is our first live remote that is not chamber related.
It is. It feels a little funny.
It does. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a welcoming atmosphere here at the Chapman House.
For sure.
A lot of ladies are out and about having a delicious blueberry pancake breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Pam and I are dressed in blueberry attire.
Well, Mark is. I'm wearing a napkin.
You're wearing a napkin. Theater of the mind, Pam. They can't see you.
Okay.
It is Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show, and we are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by DeBloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From home to business, DeBloy Electric offers repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, and heat pumps. No job is too big or too small for their fully trained licensed technicians. Visit DeBloyElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, when it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it,
squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
As mentioned, we are at the Chapman House, home for senior women at 41 Pleasant Street in Auburn. We were invited by Administrator Bonnie Iwins to come over and have some podcast and pancakes.
All right, I like it.
Here this morning. So we're pretty excited about that. We're going to be talking to Bonnie and some staff members and hopefully some residents here at the Chapman House coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Tuesday, September 9th.
Central Maine Power is installing hundreds of smart devices on its system to restore electricity more quickly following outages. CMP said the equipment can isolate problem areas and reroute power to nearby homes and businesses. The units can reduce restoration time from a few hours to just a few minutes. 250 units were installed this year with plans for 500 more next year.
The Maine State Library and Maine State Parks are partnering to offer a special day of free admission to participating state parks. On Saturday, September 20th, just show your Maine library card at the entrance and enjoy a day at a participating state park from 9 a.m. until closing. For more information, visit maine.gov.
The Auburn Fire Department is hosting a 9/11 Red Cross blood drive on Thursday at Central Station, 550 Minot Ave in Auburn, of course, from 1 to 6 p.m. You can book your appointment at redcrossblood.org.
Now it's time for the weather, and I was thinking, since we don't have our board with all of our drops and our jingles on it, you might want to sing Alex's weather song.
Weather, 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 weather is the best. It's the best. I do.
You did great. Alex has competition.
You didn't think I was going to do that.
I didn't think you were going to do it. Here we are.
Been waiting my whole life for that.
Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 71 and a low of 44. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 72 and a low of 48. And sunshine returns on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
And in sports, Garrett Crochet gave up 3 hits and struck out 10 in 7 shutout innings as the Red Sox beat the Athletics 7-0. They'll play again tonight at 10 in Sacramento.
CMCC baseball swept a doubleheader over York County Community College, winning Game 1 3-2 in 11 innings and Game 2 5-1.
The Boston Bruins announced they have extended their affiliation with the ECHL's Maine Mariners through the 2027-2028 season.
And that is your news, weather, and sports. Now it is time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
We have an audience here, Pam.
I know.
I love it.
Yep.
Barbara and Nancy have joined us at the table.
They were so excited.
Yes, they're going to sit in for FPBs and OTDs, and then we're going to chat with them for a little bit, find out how their breakfast was and what life is like here at the Chapman House.
All right.
Let's take a look at some FPBs for September the 9th, shall we?
Yes.
All right. We're going to start off with actor Henry Thomas, who is 54 years old today. Yeah. Barbara, Nancy, have you seen the movie E.T.?
I played the part at school. of E.T. and I had a costume.
You played E.T. in school?
Well, it was my duty at every so often we had to monitor the children going to the bus, entering the bus. And I came out with that. Now, I was there. They saw me there almost every day.
Yeah.
You know, going by. But when I come out to monitor with my E.T., it was a beautiful polyester. Polyester had just come out, beautiful polyester. And I came out and I said, E.T., go home. You know? And I had the big finger on it, you know.
Yeah.
And who is it? Who's that? They knew it was a costume, obviously, you know.
They're trying to figure out who was inside it.
But they never suspected it could be me, and I was usually there. That was kind of part of my job.
Yeah.
To do that. Every teacher had a job at the end of the day. If I had had that costume, and I knew you were going to ask me that question, I would have worn it.
You'd
today.
Have worn it.
That would have been a treat.
Man.
You know, this is one of my special things, blueberries, because my mother never wanted a birthday cake. She wanted a blueberry pie for her birthday or a blueberry cake. And I would make her, I would pick the blueberries, because it was that time in July, and July 31st was her birthday, and I'd make a blueberry pie every birthday for her with blueberries I had picked on, what mountain would we go on? Well, it depended where. Some of them I even picked up by the cemetery there near where I live.
I bet you make an awesome blueberry pie.
Yeah, especially fresh blueberries.
Mount Pisgah, that's where we used to go when we had kids. We were on the top of Mount Pisgah, and my brother-in-law used to use the loon call to call the kids to come home, it's time to go. And we were on the top of the mountain, and he calls the kids, and one woman says, I didn't know that loons went on mountains. My sister said, no, that's my husband calling his kid. The loon call. And you know, because we had loons on our lake.
Yeah.
And he used to call the loons. And, you know, the loons would wonder who that was.
Loons are like, it's time to go in. Time for
Blueberry
dinner.
Blueberry Hill. So that was Blueberry Hill.
Oh, my goodness. Nice. That is great. Thank you for sharing that story. It's fantastic.
My favorite day.
Yeah. How about Adam Sandler? Anybody an Adam Sandler fan?
Do we know who that is?
Yeah, but I don't recall.
He used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
and now he makes a bunch of bad movies. Makes like $100 million or more for every movie. Yeah. He's 59 today. You an Adam Sandler fan, Pam?
Yeah, I mean, I like him. There's some movies that I won't watch that he's done, but
he's all right.
I think he's a good guy.
Yeah. He's from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh,
too.
I did not know that.
And he stops by quite frequently.
Very cool.
One of my buddies
in the
comedy business runs a comedy club in New Hampshire. And when Adam stops by, they get in contact and he drops in for a guest spot.
That's cool.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, if you're the headliner of that show and you're like, oh, it's my big night. And then Adam Sandler shows up.
A little overshadowed.
That's right.
By that. Yeah.
Actor Hugh Grant is 65 years old today.
I like Hugh.
He was in, refresh my memory, wasn't he in Four Weddings and a Funeral or something?
I don't know.
I can't recall anything.
I've never seen that money movie, but Sense and Sensibility. But what was the one with Julia Roberts? Well, he was in Love Actually, my favorite.
Oh, that's right.
And 2 Weeks Notice. Notting Hill. Yes, that one.
That's the one.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I like him. He's a good actor, and again, one of those that isn't showboaty.
Not too full of himself.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Musician and producer Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics is 73 years old today. He gained fame with his partnership with Annie Lennox, and they had that song, Sweet Dreams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams are made of
dreams. So, like, you're in the singing mood today.
I gotta, you know, Sarah's gone, so somebody's gotta do it.
Somebody's gonna pick up the slack. Do either of you sing, Barbara, Nancy? Do you sing? So, oh, you're sleeping? That's all right. We have that
we
effect.
Put them
on
to
people.
Sleep, Mark.
My mother would play piano, and and we'd all sing. She'd say, can't you carry a tune? And after a while, she decided I couldn't. And I couldn't. So guess what? I took up art.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That was my forte.
There you go.
Dave was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Annie as members of the Eurythmics in 2022.
Cool.
And I bet you two ladies know of this show, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, but...
With Bo and Luke Duke and Daisy Duke and Uncle Jesse.
Oh, Jesse, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Tom Wopat, who played Luke Duke. What a cool name.
Luke Duke.
He is 74 years old today.
All right.
Happy birthday, Tom. Now it's time for some OTDs.
OTDs. You're not going to sing this one?
It's not the same without the song, is it?
You don't want to sing?
No.
Off the cuff?
Nobody wants that.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
All right. How about 13 years ago in 2012, Ryan Reynolds married a Gossip Girl, a Blake Lively. They have four kids together. Are they still married?
Well, I think they are. Yeah.
They haven't been married 100 years. 18 years ago in 2007, the NFL caught the New England Patriots illegally videotaping the New York Jets coaches' signals in their Spygate scandal.
Oh, those Patriots. They got a
Spygate,
slap on the wrist.
Deflategate, all the things. 30 years ago in 1995, the Sony PlayStation was released in the U.S.
That was a good day. Yeah, I like the PlayStation.
I never was a gamer.
No?
I didn't play. I played like the Buck Hunter on the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Or the Atari. How about 54 years ago in 1971, John Lennon's album Imagine was released? Did you listen to the Beatles or John Lennon at all? Yes?
It took me a while to learn that. My kids did.
Yes. Okay.
My son was in high school.
You take care of that, will you?
It was one of the bands he liked to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 69 years ago in 1956, Elvis Presley made the first of the three appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. He sang Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, and Ready Teddy. He was shot from the waist up so that his gyrating hips did not offend the television audience. 82.6 of the nation tuned in. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
She's part of the 82.6.
All right, Barbara, what did you think of those gyrating hips on Elvis Presley?
Well, I sat on the steps and watched a TV that the people had hauled out to put on the porch because we only had that little TV.
Yeah.
And there's some cottage and some attic. What is this world coming to?
Yeah. He got in a lot of trouble for
and
that.
And then we had him here, impersonated.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that was a little more tame. Nancy, were you
an Elvis fan?
Elvis fan? Do you like Elvis? Yeah. Take him or leave him.
Right.
Yeah. Any Elvis fans over here? Well, we got
all
a few.
Right. Is that all?
I think that's it.
All right. That's all.
Yeah, those are your FPBs and OTDs for September the 9th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
And we're hanging out with Barbara and Nancy from the Chapman House, and we're going to have more guests coming up in just a bit, but we're having some fun chatting with these ladies. And Nancy, we haven't talked to you a whole lot. What's going on with you? Did you have a good breakfast this morning?
Sure. Blueberries. Yes.
Of course.
It's a lot of blueberries.
A blueberry shirt.
He does.
I do?
Yeah.
Pam was wearing a blueberry napkin.
Yes, and
that
fell on the floor, and now it's, you know.
Now she's going to have to iron it.
Yeah. And I think the state is famous for blueberries, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it sure is.
What's your favorite way to have blueberries?
Oh, blueberry pie, blueberry.
She's like, let me
blueberry muffins, blueberry cake, blueberry.
Doesn't matter.
Just blueberry in the dish, blueberry on my cereal this morning,
all
blueberries.
Right.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that scene from Forrest Gump with the shrimp.
Yeah.
He's listing off everything shrimp.
Yeah. I like blueberries better.
What was that?
It was shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah. Bubba Gump shrimp.
Bubba Gump shrimp.
But you'll take blueberries on anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are delicious.
They are delicious. Blueberry pie is my favorite kind of pie, so I'm with you.
Bonnie dropped off the activities calendar with us, and it seems like she keeps you ladies pretty busy. Do you have any favorite activities here at the Chapman House?
Sleeping.
That's my favorite activity, too.
Bingo or Bino.
It
seems to be popular on the drizzly days. You can't go out and go around.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
So is that your favorite thing to do while Nancy's sleeping?
You don't come too often to bingo, do you?
What?
Do you come to bingo?
No.
No. I didn't.
I'm not a game
She's
player.
She's sleeping.
Yeah, there's sleeping to be done.
I never played bingo, Mino, when I was elsewhere, you know. But here I said it's going to be a long, cold winter.
Yeah.
And we can't go out on these beautiful grounds.
Yeah, today will be a nice day to go for a stroll.
Oh, I did yesterday.
Yeah.
And nice tomorrow, too. It's going to be a great week for outdoor activities. So this is a beautiful courtyard out here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We need a bed out there.
We're lucky. Let's
do some napping.
That's right. Yes. Nothing like sleeping outside.
That's right.
Right? Sleeping outside is great.
You can sleep outside. I prefer inside.
Okay.
Mark, are you used to sleeping outside?
You know what I do? Well, we have a wraparound porch at my house, and I stacked four sleeping bags, and I opened them right up, so they're like the size of a queen size bed.
Oh,
and
nice!
Me and the dogs get on there, and sometimes I fall asleep. That happens, right. You know. I'll go out there with the intention of reading, and it doesn't always work out.
And you have to hold the book up?
No. I lay on my stomach, and I'll have the book in front of me. And the dogs, they're, like, all over me. And then eventually they fall asleep. But, yeah, sleeping outside's fun. I won't bring it up again. Let me tell you that.
It's fun for you, Mark.
Yes. Not for everyone. But it's fresh air, you know?
Yes.
Ladies, it has been a treat. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything? Bye. Do you have any parting words for any of our listeners?
Bye.
I'm out. Nancy's out. She's ready for her nap after breakfast.
Don't miss Central Maine Community College's open house and homecoming weekend on Saturday, September 27th. Whether you're a future Mustang, proud alum, supportive family member, or a community friend, there's something for you. Visit cmcc.edu/homecoming for details and the full schedule.
Activities coordinator.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Come on over. And your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, that's right. Thanks for joining us. Cheryl, come on up. Come on up to that microphone. We want to make sure everyone can hear what you have to say. Cheryl, how long have you been working here at the Chapman House?
What is it now? 29 years?
Wow, right.
Yeah.
29 years.
She was 5 years old when she
Yeah,
she was.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. You sure you weren't four? Because, so when you started here, were you activities coordinator?
No, I worked in the kitchen.
Okay. And so, how did the activities come into play?
Oh, I don't know. When someone retired, I just said, well, I love to do crafts with the ladies and outings, so
what's your favorite activity to do or plan?
Gosh. Crafts.
Yeah.
They love to paint. And going out, too. We go shopping a lot, so that's fun.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What a job. Get paid to do crafts and go shopping.
I know, it's horrible.
And
but
the ladies seem like a lot of fun.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We've had a good time, you know. We've got a busy week.
Yeah, you guys do outings as well. You go into a candy store
in Wiscasset.
In Wiscasset.
Then we're going to eat at Sea Basket after.
Nice.
Can Pam and I come?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Field trip.
Yes. We'll make plans. But that is great. How do you come up with so many ideas?
I ask the ladies a lot of times. I know they've already planned next year we're going to see lighthouses. So
cool.
We're going to do that.
Very nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
What's the best part of your job, Cheryl?
The ladies.
Yeah, just hanging out with them,
getting
to know them. And
they have a lot of knowledge. I mean, it's great to hear the stories from them.
COVID must have been quite a challenge for you.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to figure out, because bingo was the bingo was the only thing that they wanted to do, you know, that they missed. So we were trying to figure out, how do you do it? And, like, someone sit in this hallway, someone sit in that hallway, have a microphone. So we did separate people this last time. So we had people down the hallway, so I kind of sat in the middle. So it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
It was very boring for them. We had a cart where there was books and, you know, coloring books kind of thing.
Right.
So adult coloring books. But, yeah, I don't want to do it again.
No, we don't want to go back there. I was just curious how you all got through it. Because
to try and get creative.
Yeah.
And
the kitchen, it was crazy. I mean, they had so many trays. We had to label everything. You know, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't have to knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Where is
we'll find some somewhere.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over.
And your name?
Vivian.
And?
Jean.
Excellent.
Vivian and Jean.
I'm Mark. She's Pam.
Hi.
Thanks
Hi.
For joining us.
Well, I claim for years I climbed Streaked Mountain to pick blueberries.
What?
To
earn a little bit of money. One time, my youngest baby, my youngest kid, was about 3 or 4 months old, and I found a comfortable place to park her in the shade while I picked blueberries. And another time, I was ready to go down the mountain and was waiting for one of my sons. Well, come to find out, he took the wrong trail. He ended up in North Buckfield. He had climbed back up. He had climbed back up more.
Oh, much longer walk than he was anticipating, huh? Yeah. Nice. What did you make with your blueberries that you picked?
Huh?
You sold them for a little bit of money, or did you use them to eat? Or?
Well, after I picked the blueberries, I sold them at a roadside stand to earn a little money.
Nice.
Vivian, I've never picked blueberries. Is there a secret to it? Do you pick them one at a time? How do you do
no.
it?
We try to get a bunch, so you can take them but a handful.
Yeah.
Exactly. Never picked a blueberry, huh?
I mean, I might have. I forgot about it, though. Because as she's talking about it, I'm like, have I ever picked a blueberry? We have some blueberry bushes
well,
in my
I
backyard
had,
that
I
we
had
enjoy.
Like a small bucket.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and you just chuck them all in there. And they're Maine blueberries, so they're the tiny ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Wild blueberries.
The good ones.
Yeah.
Takes a lot to make a quart.
It does. A lot of blueberries, a lot of picking.
How much would you sell them for?
Oh, good God, this was a long time ago. I can't remember. Not much.
But you made
but
a few bucks.
To get a little bit.
And a dollar stretched a lot more back then than it does now. Yeah.
For sure.
Jean, did you ever pick blueberries?
Yes, I like the high bush ones. So I don't like this.
Don't want to be crouching down there for the low bush blueberries. No.
It's a backbreaker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but they're so good.
They're so good.
Fresh off
the
vines, whatever. They're delicious.
Yeah. Did you have blueberry pancakes this morning?
Oh, yes.
Are they good?
I had two.
Oh,
had two?
Yeah, gotta have two.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, I won't.
Shh. Your secret is safe with us.
That's right.
Right. As if.
She's caught on, Mark.
Yeah. Don't worry about the microphones or the recording equipment. It's fine. It's all for show.
Yeah. Are pancakes your favorite way to have blueberries?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When we found out, excuse me, we were having blueberry pancakes, my friend was so excited. She woke up this morning, it's blueberry pancakes.
It's like Christmas.
Right?
She's sitting right there, but don't tell her
I said it. We won't.
All right. She didn't say anything.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I was trying to play it
thanks
cool.
Thanks a lot. I thought our secret was safe,
it
but
is.
I guess not.
It
can't
is.
Trust Mark.
There's the sound bite.
Unreal.
Jean and Vivian, we were just talking to Cheryl about some of the great activities you have here at the Chapman House. Do you have any particular favorites? But
bingo.
Bingo?
Bingo.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
One of them. I've done the other crafts. Not many, but I've done some. So, oh, my goodness.
You're only 98. She's only 98.
98 years young.
Yep.
So, been a long
time. Amazing.
She's amazing.
It's impressive.
She's done the Appalachian Trail. I don't know if she's done the whole thing.
Oh, tell us about that.
Appalachian Trail?
Huh?
The Appalachian Trail?
Oh, yeah, I hiked that, too.
You hiked the Appalachian Trail?
I went up to Mount Katahdin, and I planned to do the 100-mile wilderness. Well, I had the bags, you know, the little cooking stove and other stuff that I thought we'd need to be out for a few days. sleeping bag and whatever. I went to pick up my son and his wife. They had bags of clothes. We're going in the woods. I had lug all of the stuff while they lug clothes.
You did all
that
the
wasn't
hard work.
Much fun.
So you're lugging all the food and the water and all your supplies?
Yeah.
And they're lugging clothes.
Oh, yeah, there'd be springs in different places to get water.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or even sometimes out of a brook, you know, survived anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like winter at all?
Do I like what?
The winter? Cold?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
I had snowshoes, toboggan. Oh, my goodness, I could write a book about the toboggan.
Well, let's hear one of the stories about the toboggan.
I need to hear about the toboggan.
Went over a stone wall. I mean, I lost all my kids. I was right when I was leaving kids behind me, and I went over a stone wall.
Wow, all right.
Happy landing.
So do I have the story correctly? You were with your kids on the toboggan. You went over a stone wall, and your kids...
My kids were scattered up the hill. Well, to get up the hill to begin with, it was awful crusty. My oldest son, with his boots, he pounded holes, and then we put our hands in there to crawl up the mountain.
They were scattered, Pam.
They were scattered.
Kids scattered everywhere. Did you find them all?
Oh, yeah, they slid down.
Oh. They caught up with her.
That's right. They'll show up eventually.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Vivian, you're too much.
I love it.
Scattered. Are you really 98? Did I hear that correctly? Are you 98?
Yep.
Wow.
You look great.
What a life.
That's how come she's still here. She scattered her.
That's right. That's right. She didn't have to deal with them all at once.
That's right.
Yeah, just like one at a time.
They found their way back, though, didn't they? Oh, yeah,
that's another reason why she's here. They can't come in.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun talking to you ladies, Jean and Vivian. Thank you so much
thank
for your
you
time.
For having me.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming to see us and sharing some stories.
Yeah.
We really
this
appreciate
is so
it.
So interesting, so nice. Thank you for doing
You're
this.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now we are here with Nancy Two. You're officially Nancy Two?
Nancy
here at
Two.
The Chapman House.
Nancy
okay.
Two.
And
the
show
Chapman
man.
House, yes, Nancy Two. Nancy
welcome, two. Ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Did you have a good breakfast?
I haven't eaten yet.
Oh, you haven't? You came to see us before you had breakfast.
Yes, I don't. Sometimes I don't have breakfast.
I'm the same way.
I'm just come in and have a coffee. And
I thought it was because we were special that she was going to come see us.
No, it's not us, Mark.
Before she had breakfast, but it's not. She just doesn't eat breakfast. So that's okay.
Okay.
We were talking about some of the activities that are offered to you ladies here through the Chapman House. Do you have any favorite activities?
Voyons, calme, so...
I haven't heard those words in so long.
That's my aunt there, my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You just brought me back to my childhood.
Oh, okay. I'm glad, because I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't dare say anything else, because I'm not sure if they're good words.
You're not sure if one of them's going to get you smacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the only French I ever knew were the bad words.
Yeah.
Oh,
bad
okay.
Words. Yeah. Yep.
Like calvaire and maudit.
Oh, yeah. All
oh,
of them.
Yeah.
All those.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your favorite activities?
We play dominoes here. I mean, bingo.
Yeah, bingo. It seems to be a favorite. You?
Bingo, yes.
Bingo, yes.
Walking.
You like walking out in the courtyard. It's a great courtyard here.
Yes, very good.
Yeah. Kind of downtown, but you have some nice area out there.
It's a nice area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Whatever, I participate in whatever they have.
Yeah.
Even the road trips?
Even the road trips.
Like going on the road trips?
Yeah. Going to the candy store in Wisconsin this week?
We're going this week.
We're
going
to go this week.
Never been there.
Do you like... Yeah. You have a special candy that you like to have?
Oh, I think all of it.
You guys have live entertainment sometimes, too, here, right?
Sometimes, yes.
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 Bonnie has been trying to get me and Sarah to come and do some comedy for you.
Oh, good.
Do you think that'd be a good idea?
Sure.
You like a good comedy show?
Yeah. Yes, we'd like to.
But I will tell you, I am incredibly filthy and dirty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That won't bother me. Not at my age.
They're looking at you, Mark, and saying, so when is this going to happen?
That's right. Yeah, right. So, like, my afternoon's free. Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be fun. Maybe we can do that sometime.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll talk to Cheryl, and she'll have to meet with my people.
Yeah.
And then get it all squared away, because I don't deal with any of that.
Oh, okay. You know?
And I'll show up on my tour bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll make a whole thing of it.
He'll sign autographs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right. They'll throw them away.
Yeah, all right.
That's usually what happens.
Who was that guy?
That's right. There was that guy. You've lived in this area your entire life, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mostly in Auburn also. I went to Edward Little.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it was on Academy Ave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Now it's the Community Little Theater.
Yeah.
That used to be EL?
Yes.
That used to,
I didn't
and
know that.
There was also one across the street, a small school.
Okay.
That where it was the Cook School.
Yep. All right.
Wow, that's news to me.
Mark's like, what?
Did you go there, Pam?
No.
Oh.
I went to the EL that they just tore down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah. It's been a couple of ELs now.
Yeah.
I moved around a little. It's getting bigger.
Hey.
Everything's bigger. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Holy Family for my grammar school.
Wait till you hear.
Then I went to the Academy of St. Joseph in South Berwick.
Okay.
And where else?
Huh?
Where else?
Where else? South Berwick. Oh, I was transferred all over the place. I worked for AT&T. I was a telephone operator for the deaf and hard of hearing.
Okay. That's an interesting job.
Sure is.
I was transferred to many states, many different states.
Wow. So you've lived all over the country?
I've lived, yes.
Wow.
My husband says you have the better paying job and benefits, so wherever you go, I'll find a part-time.
That's a good man right there,
He used to find a part-time job there, whatever state I was in, he'd find a part-time job.
Right. Nice. Do you have a favorite state that you lived in?
Oh, no, I liked them all.
Liked them all?
Yeah.
All right.
It was good.
Nice.
Thank you.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely.
Than what you used to be. What I used to be?
A nun.
I used to be a nun.
Oh.
Really?
Don't swear, Mark.
I went in for those dirty jokes. So long, and then I came out.
Yeah. All right. It's a Catholic upbringing.
Catholic
school.
Nuns.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went to St. Dom's.
You went to St. Dom's, very good.
Well, this has been lovely, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're
welcome. Thank you for coming.
And hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Sure.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com. Is it intimidating?
A little bit.
Nah, we're harmless. We don't even know what we're doing. And now we are joined by Carly, the receptionist here at the Chapman House. How are you, Carly?
I'm doing good.
And could you explain what you're wearing to our listeners? Because you're so festive.
Well, I got my little blueberry bucket hat. Got my sweater that has a blueberry on it.
Love that.
Got my blueberry earrings that are dangling.
So cute. Yeah. Sarah would be so into those.
She would.
Yep.
I got a little blueberry pouch that I crocheted myself.
So cute. Wow. That's very impressive.
And
I
the blueberry say. Drink.
Did you have blueberry pancakes drink? This morning as
no,
well?
No, sadly.
Carly, how long have you been here at the Chapman House?
About 7 months.
7 months? And do you enjoy it?
I do. It's a fun team to work with.
Yeah. What do you like the best about it?
I don't know. I'm excited to go to work during the day, and I feel like not a lot of jobs are like that.
Yeah.
Mark doesn't feel that way about his job.
Oh, stop. Pam's my boss. So how do you guys like the weather? let's move that.
He's like, quick,
Bonnie.
Change the subject.
And Bonnie Iwins is here as well, the administrator for the Chapman House. And Bonnie, I got to tell you, just in the short time we've been here, I understand why you love what you do. Mm-hmm. These ladies are amazing.
It's beautiful. I'm blessed to come to work every day.
Carly, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to work here at the Chapman House.
I heard a lot of good things about it, and seeing it online, especially with the website, how beautiful it is. And I had, when I was applying, I had recently lost my grandmother. So she was just coming from a nursing home. So I still had I just came from this. So I have a little bit of an understanding going into it. And it's still nice because I can make the connections and I can kind of relate to the family members that come in and talk about how they feel about their loved ones being here.
Right.
What is the most rewarding aspect of your job?
I love having the residents come up to me and tell me about what they're up to. Or I started doing these little trivia for them, so they can come up and they're like, oh, what's the trivia for the day? And I draw a little picture so it goes along with it.
Oh, cool.
And so I like to have that interaction, mainly because I make the trivia really hard and they have no clue what it is.
Well, that's nice.
And then I'm like, oh.
She knows the answer.
Yeah.
That's fun. You get to get creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've taught them to Google, right?
That too.
Yeah, it's a big change over the years. Google, you don't need encyclopedias anymore. Remember those things?
Barbara remembers, yeah. Right? They had all of those reference volumes of encyclopedias.
You had to update. You
yes.
Had the
yes. Every year, they'd come to your house.
Come to your door.
Yeah. So you guys have a fun day planned for the rest of your day. You got some ice cream coming up. You got some bingo. What's that?
I had to add bingo.
You had to, because yeah.
it seems to be a favorite.
Missed it, so.
Yeah, it seems to be the favorite among everyone here.
So on the big bingo day, they're gonna win money.
Money.
All right. So that's a good thing.
So there
you get a full house for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will be.
Mm-hmm. There's some gambling that goes on here.
Yes, almost every day.
That's why the doors are locked.
Yeah. Nickels.
I understand now.
Lots of nickels. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank
today.
You for coming.
It's been
Thank
an
you.
Absolute pleasure. We loved getting to meet everyone. But before we leave, Pam and I have a game we like to play with all of our guests on the show called Three Random Questions. We're going to ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about. They're just random. Bonnie knows. Bonnie's been on the show before.
I don't remember that.
I think, Cheryl, you've been on the show
yeah.
before, too.
Yeah.
Carly, if you're up for it, we'll do some three random questions. All right, so you and Cheryl are going to have to share a microphone. So we'll start with Bonnie and work our way around. Bonnie, if there was a movie made about your life, what would be the one scene that people talked about on the way home?
When I got angry, because I don't get angry often.
You got angry?
Yes.
Do
just
tell.
Once?
Just once. Yeah.
Wow.
What happened? Are you allowed to say? Were police involved?
No.
Okay.
No. The courts were involved.
Okay.
Not the police.
So there's some legal aspect involved.
Correct.
With your anger.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to leave it at that?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, Harv.
Yeah, we're digging deep here at the Chapman House. All right, Carly, same question.
Ooh, I gotta think about that.
All
here,
right.
Here, you answer it. I'll come back to me.
Oh, my.
We'll come back to it.
Okay. Carly. For Halloween, I love Halloween. So I've already got costumes picked out. There might be some changes, but probably dress up. Yeah, I was Queen Elizabeth one year.
All right.
So
all right. That's a good one.
Yeah. And so for Halloween, you dress up as multiple things?
If I have it. You know, like I already know one of them because I couldn't wear it last year because I had COVID. So I'll be wearing that, and then I might have to change into something else.
All
you know,
right.
It's just fun. That's like all this. We've been, tomorrow we're wearing pajamas.
All right.
Yep. Freaky Friday. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, Carly, you've had some time.
All right. I was going to try to delay it a little bit longer. I used to dance competitively.
Oh.
So my senior year of that probably would be a good one.
Yeah.
We scored very high.
Nice.
Awesome.
What school did you go to?
Mary Jane School of Dance.
Okay. Yeah.
Solo or with a group?
Oh, with a group.
Okay. That's awesome.
Cool.
Souls, what type of dance?
Tap, jazz, ballet, a little bit of a mix.
Nice.
All right. All right, Pam.
It's my turn, huh?
It's your turn. Just don't ask Bonnie anything about getting angry.
She's only been angry once in her whole life. I can't imagine that I would be the one to make her mad the second time around.
And the courts were involved. There was a jury.
How about what was your favorite pastime or thing to do when you were young as a child? What did you like to do the most to pass the time?
I love to sing into my hairbrush. That was like the funnest thing to do.
In the mirror.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I had moves. Yeah. I could dance with you, Carly.
You should.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bring a talent show around.
Okay.
We'll
there you go.
Sure.
There you go. So there's a new live show you can do here at the Chapman House.
Right. We can have Mark come and do comedy.
Perfect.
Too. Yeah.
I'm filthy.
That's all right.
It's not PG.
Just wanted to make sure.
And same for you, Carly.
I'm the baby of the family. Mm-hmm. I used to love to pester my older siblings.
That was her favorite
pastime.
That was
my favorite thing. I would sneak into my brother's room, steal one of his items. He'll be like gaming or something.
Yeah.
You know, boys. And I used to sneak into his room. Sneak into his room, steal an item, and then run away and wait to see if he could figure out that I stole something from him. He used to chase after me and wrestle a little bit.
Yeah, I have a brother that's 4 years older than me, and I remember he had a gum collection, and it wasn't chewed gum, it was still packaged gum, but I never understood it. I was like, what are you going to do with all this gum? So I would take some and chew it. He'd get so mad at me.
Or I'd go in, my sister would have like cookie dough in the fridge that she was saving or the freezer, and I would go in and take one scoop every day so she wouldn't notice that I was eating it until there was no more, and she goes, oh, I guess I ate it all. And secretly it was me eating all the cookie dough.
Wow.
All right.
You're lucky she didn't get angry.
Oh, she did.
The courts would have been involved.
She could be a comedian, too.
I don't know what I used to do. Oh, I babysat a lot.
You made some money.
Oh, yeah.
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 Right. Were you an only child? Or
no, I have an older brother.
Okay.
But yeah, I took the babysitter's course, and oh, my gosh. I loved taking care of kids.
Did it responsible. I used to babysit all the time, too, but I never took a course.
Yeah, they had it. So I got to know how to do the
Heimlich. Parents would show up, and Pam would be like, yep, still alive. Where's my money?
Yeah, so I used to go on trips with families and watch their kids.
Oh.
So
that was
nice, too.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good gig.
Mm-hmm.
Final question. We'll start with Cheryl and work our way that way. Cheryl, if you were given $1 million and you had to spend it today, what would you do?
I think I would try to buy houses for all the people that need them, you know?
I would love them.
Like, yeah. Well, I always said I want to buy like a cul-de-sac and have all the family there with a house so we could all be together.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You're very particular about who you have living in your cul-de-sac.
Well, some will be on the end.
Strategically placed. Yes. Got it.
Behind some tall bushes.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll have fences. No, just kidding.
All right, Carly, $1 million. What are you doing?
I'll be practical. I got to pay off my student loans.
Mm. Yeah.
If I have to spend it like right away, put it right into that. Don't have to worry about it anymore. Maybe I'll get a house.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Fresh college student. Right out.
Got
a degree. Yeah. Still living with the parents.
It happens.
You'll do it.
All right, Bonnie, same question, but you can't use it for bail money.
Okay. All right. So $1 million. I would pay off all my debts. Mm-hmm. And then I would move a building just like the Chapman House to a tropical island so that we could all go there in the winter and still run the Chapman House.
Man.
That sounds like an amazing
idea.
That sounds
awesome. Yeah. Could Pam and I come back for Blueberry Day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I'll buy blueberry outfits and pajamas for everybody.
Oh, love it. All right.
I like that.
Thanks so much. We truly appreciate it. And we are signing off from the Chapman House, and we want to thank Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the growing Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email. She's right over there at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.